Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
More than 2,000 pubs have closed in the past 20 years across the island of Ireland, with a further 1,000 at risk in the next decade. And the interesting stats in this report today, Dublin has reported the fewest number of pub closures. The largest decrease, really, or the drop in number of pubs is actually across County Limerick. Conor O'Neill is from the Glide Inn, Annaghashan in County Louth. Why is this, Conor, first of all?
Well, Andrea, it's shocking. I think what it's about is two pubs a week, I believe, are closing. The drinks industry of Ireland have said without government interventions, we may lose 1,000 pubs in the next decade. Now, I suppose I think that the pub is more than just about drink. I think it's a social hub. There are plenty of events. It's all about community, and it's even a tourist attraction. For example, C.S. Lewis wrote some of the Chronicles of Narnia in our front bar. We also had the Vikings in our village in Annaghashan, and people come to us for seafood. So, I mean, it's not just about drink, and it would be an absolute travesty if we were to lose any more of these pubs. And it's stretched throughout the country. I mean, sure, Donegal is beautiful, like where you're from. And, you know, every part of Ireland, every pub has its own story. And these pubs are part of the community. And I think you could even make a case for them to be a World Heritage Site, because I think they're in that much importance that we need to put them higher up the scale.
Yeah, I suppose the focus, though, you know, around public health, and that seems to be something that's constantly talked about when we look at numbers on, you know, in hospital and presenting at hospital with drink related perhaps illnesses, and that's something that's often cited around this. So you think, despite all of that, the rural pub should be protected in some way?
Absolutely should be protected. I think these are all very important issues, Andrew, what you've raised there, for sure. But equally, I think you shouldn't underestimate the importance of the local pub in terms of, you know, a social hub. Where do people go? Where do they meet? I mean, we've all seen through COVID how, like, we've all learned how important it is to meet with your family and friends and just get out and have a bit of fun. Where do you hold your events? Where do visitors come when they come to Ireland? It's one of the most important tourist attractions in the world. To come and visit Ireland, you have to visit an Irish pub. And we have them in every single community. And they're fantastic places. And each one of them has their own story. And I think it would be terrible if the government didn't come and just help us out. I mean, if a pub...
What could just they really do though, Conor?
Oh, well, yeah. There you are, Andrew. I do believe that if they cut excise rates, it would be a huge help to pubs that are just doing drink. And then for the pubs that are doing food and restaurants who are also struggling, to bring the VAT rate down would be an enormous help. But definitely for pubs as a standalone pub, definitely the cut in excise rate would make them a lot more viable. And that's not just me saying that. That's coming from Professor Tony Foley, who's an economist and associate professor at DCU.
That's what this data we're talking about today, it's based on,
exactly,
on
yes,
that particular report
compiled
by him. Perhaps we might come back to some of the issues maybe facing pubs in a few moments' time. But I want to bring in Una Burns. Conor, Una's joining us as well. She's the co-owner of Charlie's Bar in Enniskillen in County Fermanagh. Should there be some kind of protection for Irish pubs, Una?
Absolutely, and I suppose given we're based in Northern Ireland, our situation is slightly different. But just picking up on what he had said there, our non-domestic rates are higher than average business rates per pound, even if you compare them to the likes of the City of London. And while pubs in England got significant business rates relief, in some cases some pubs got up to 40%, we were, you know, sectioned money, it was given deferment. That money wasn't passed on to pubs. It was absorbed in the wider budget. And so when you're asking what can be done, that funding should have been given to pubs. That would have made our rates a lot more manageable. We also have one of the highest hospitality rates for VAT in Western Europe. So, for example, Northern Ireland has 20% rate of VAT. if you compare that to even the Republic of Ireland, if for anyone that serves food and has accommodation, their rate is 13.5%. So that puts Northern Ireland pubs, say with accommodation or that serve food, at a real disadvantage, particularly when you look at that cross-border tourism and events. And then we had the next blow in April there, national living wage went up. And, for example, a 16 to 17-year-old, their wages were increased by 18%. That was a huge increase for many pubs across Northern Ireland who do employ a high number of part-time staff for weekend shifts. That's on top of higher employer national insurance contributions. Our energy bills are just soaring. You know, our electricity bills have doubled from what it was 3 years ago.
Yeah, and look, I know any business owner listening to this is going to say, well, you know, why should the pubs get some kind of special treatment? Our costs are all constantly rising as well. But just to the point, Una, that Conor made a few moments ago, like about tourists coming to see pubs and wanting to sort of, you know, have that kind of Irish experience of inside the typical rural pub and getting to, you know, to have a look at that and experience that. How would we actually protect them?
Well, I think that we do need government intervention. I think pubs themselves are trying their best. They're putting on additional music. They're putting on additional events to get people through the doors. But we do need that support from a higher level. And I think what he said is completely right. You know, we do need to protect the Irish pub. It's one of the main reasons tourists visit the island. But it's also a huge driver of employment. You know, in Northern Ireland, it accounts for 3 out of 4 tourism jobs. So that's the impact it will have if we let these Irish pubs decline.
John Clendenin is on the line. John is a Fine Gael TD in Offaly and a publican as well. A lot of messages coming in, John, from people today who say, you know, if businesses are failing, if they're not working, why should taxpayers' money go to shore up these businesses?
Good morning, Andrea, and to you and all your listeners, or good afternoon. Look, it's a very good point. And I think, you know, first of all, it's no surprise to anyone the pubs are closing. They've been closing for a number of years. And essentially, consumer trends have changed. And there's less alcohol consumption. And there's more people socialising before midday than there is after midnight. And that's based on data. But I think there is a benefit that comes with the pub. And it's an export that it's something that we export to every corner of the world, and there's an economic benefit, but there's also a social well-being benefit in communities. And I think it is something that we need to protect, not just from a pub perspective, but from a business perspective in general, to ensure that there's viability and that in terms of doing business, that the market and the environment is efficient and feasible. But I think as well, right now, there are a number of government supports there, and encourage any publican or small business on this and listening in today to engage with their local enterprise office in particular, where there's initiatives around lean, green and digital, as to how you can make your operation more efficient. And I think there is significant conversation and discussion taking place at government level in relation to how further support can be introduced. And VAT9 is something.
So
that
is the government plan
myself.
Then to try to offer greater protections for publicans, for pubs?
Well, it's assistance. And if you look at what's available through the local enterprise office at the moment, they are government initiatives, but it's about trying to go further. It's been recognise that retail and hospitality in particular are in a challenging space, and we need to see what we can do. But looking at the pub specifically, I think the likes of VAT9, I think the likes of excise, I also look at the likes of what's been done to support the nighttime economy, and the likes of the grassroots music venue support that is has proven a success in certain areas, could potentially be rolled out further. And also transport. We have to make sure that people can actually get to the pub. But I would say one thing, Andrea. You know, a lot of these discussions happen when it's too late, whether it be a post office or a shop or a pub. My message to everyone out there is actually to go out and support local, you know, and to ensure that they go to the pub once a week or go to the post office and try and ensure that there is that benefit within the community of social well-being.
Just on that, John, some of the texts on this. If it is important that the pub is was so important to the community, then why isn't the community supporting them? My business failed, says this texter. Nobody came to rescue me. This listener says we need to reduce the costs for all businesses. It's not just the pubs. There has to be some sort of a subsidy scheme for people. John has got in touch. He says publicans don't help themselves. The prices they're charging. When the VAT was cut, they didn't pass it on to customers. When the brewery put 6 cent on the pint, the pubs put it up 30. No sympathy, according to John. The owner of JJ Hawk's pub in Banagher and Offaly, Ger, is with me on the line today. Ger, is there an onus on publicans, you know, to try to do more, to offer more to their customers if they're going to sing and dance about the fact that the pub is such a community hub?
Hi, Andrea. How's it going?
Good.
Yeah, well, I think they already are. And I think, although the general trend seems to be on a decline, a lot of pubs closing, the ones that are open are making a greater effort. I mean, we had a great weekend here. I'm putting on music 7 nights a week at the moment, different things. It's become more of an occasion. People are going out for occasions more. The whole thing has changed. I mean, the decline of pubs it's a multifaceted issue. You can't just pinpoint one issue. I mean, in general, in the world, the idea of the third place is in decline. You know, that's somewhere that's not work or home. It's somewhere where you hang out. And in the Irish incarnation of the third place, it used to be the pub. But that's things like the internet, we'll say. Years ago, you would have to go out to physically meet someone, meet a potential partner or do some trade. You'd have to go and meet someone face to face. A lot of this now has been done solipsistically in basements and bedrooms. People are sitting around staring into their phones, swiping right and left, or whatever it is on. I'm not on what's it called, Tinder, and the done deal. And you know, you can
this
sell it. You
hearing.
Can do everything.
Yeah.
You can do everything online.
You don't need to leave the comfort of your home.
You have Netflix. You have all these things in competition. So people have become less social. The effects, they even do studies on the effects of the blue light from the phone. Staring into a mobile phone causes anxiety and depression, makes us more unsociable compared to, we'll say, the idea of a pub where you stare into the fire, the fire being a metaphor, not just a metaphor of how culture and society evolved over the millennia. You know, if you stare into a flame, they say it relaxes the amygdala. It's kind of something in our DNA, and there's it's something more powerful than just someone going for a pint. Okay, the price of a pint. You know, you can talk about excise. Like I remember working in San Francisco in 2003, and I bought a bottle of Tullamore Dew, which is made in Offaly, and it cost me $15 out there, and if you buy it in Tullamore, it's double the price. So how does that make sense in any universe that a thing that's made in my county costs me double than what it costs me in San Francisco? Like it's and then the staffing is another issue.
Yeah.
It's very hard. If you are busy, if you're lucky enough to be busy, it's very hard to get staff. There should be maybe a government initiative to, if a guy wants to work a nighttime job, don't tax him on it. Because I'm finding it impossible to get staff here. And it's
wouldn't
a grueling
pay any tax
lifestyle.
If you work night time.
No, if you have a second job.
Yeah.
If you have a second job.
Okay, so a listener here has got in touch to say the government weren't worried about people's health when they allowed the opening of thousands of off licences all over the country. They facilitated unsupervised home drinking, which isn't good. Drinking was always a social activity, so shut the off licences. Support your local pub. This is according to Colm in Cork. Another texter makes the point, why should the pubs be any different to any other business? If they're not profitable and the locals aren't supporting them, why should they be saved? Asks Chris. This listener makes a point, the government spends exchequer money, our taxpayers' money, convincing us to drink less, to cut back. We do. We vote with our feet. We go to the pub if we want to. It's not a charity or an animal on the verge of extinction. My local publican owns a Porsche, according to this listener. I doubt that'd be common, Connor, for most publicans.
Don't think that's common now. My God, I'd love to have a Porsche. Holy God. But I think the whole dynamic is a really good conversation to have. It's nice to throw it out there. And I think just the importance of the pub just cannot be underestimated. And I think the pubs are evolving, they are changing, like, and we are providing experience, whether it's experience of just providing an area where people come,
socialised and had a bit of fun. I mean, here we've created an experience around C.S. Lewis. We've created experience around the Vikings. We've created an Irish music experience. And also we do a lot of like local seafood. But I mean, a lot of our business will come overseas because I suppose we've a population of 100 people in the village. So we have to look, we're a destination. But the 10% reduction that we've experienced this year in U.S., has definitely had an impact on our business. And that's, I would imagine that's to do with the US tariffs and the uncertainty around that, you know.
And people holiday, and I suppose it definitely makes people think twice when you hear any introduction of tariffs in certain countries. I think that the aftermath of the black veil of COVID has done damage all round from a social aspect, as this listener, and the pubs are part of the collateral damage along with a lot of other stuff. Another texter tells me, post office and pub is the lifeline of many towns across the country, but with the amount of other difficulties, you know, posing countries, counties, it can be really difficult to try and keep them open in many areas. When Apple came out with iPods, nearly all record shops closed within a couple of years. No one helped them. This is the same with the pubs. Ireland is changing. The pub seems to be a casualty of that change. Why do taxpayers have to help them and then pay through their nose for a pint? Says this listener. And another texter tells me, I've little sympathy for publicans. Not long ago, a yard of a bar was worth more than a farm of land. I played music in pubs for 20 years, covering 10 counties. The answer to the smoking ban by the vast majority of publicans was to stick an ashtray in the window at the front door. To this day, this is still the case. Culture's changed, we're not going back, and it seems publicans can't stomach it. The view of another listener today. Do you think we should protect rural pubs? What's your thoughts on this today? 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Solution to saving pubs is quite simple. Reduce duty on drink by 10% or more pubs and let the pubs pass that on to the customers. You'll have more jobs created too, says this listener. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. That's Conor O'Neill from the Glide Inn, Anna Gashin in Louth, Ger Hawk from JJ Hawks in Offaly, and John Clendenin's at Fine Gael TD, Una Burns from Charlie's Pub in Enniskillen in County Fermanagh.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.